Good morning. Good morning. And it is a good morning. Good morning. We have a very, very, very special worship service today. We have the baptism, and of course every baptism service is an opportunity for us to remember our baptism, right? And be thankful. But a very, very special baptism service today for Tyler Matthew, and I have taken Tyler and I have underscored it, Dan and Kristen, because I got a Matthew, right? So I've been having this thing of Matthew, Tyler Matthew Baxa, the beloved son, Dan, Kristen Baxa. This will be a very, very special worship service with the sacrament as well. Now, before we begin this joyous celebration, I do have some very serious news to bring before you. I was down to see Fritzy. Brother Dave's out here. I was down to see Fritzy. We'd had a wonderful sharing on Tuesday, and then the Tuesday afternoon, no less, she called the home, and I was a little bit baffled by that because I had just been with her. And she called, because Angie had brought a nurse from the care center down to the room with her. Her daughter Angie wanted this nurse to be present as well to lend support to Fritzy. But the cancer has come back, and it's serious. It's serious. She is going to be prepared to go to Fort Wayne. Angie's going to have her stay with her for a while. She may be in one of the care centers over there in the Lutheran Hospital vicinity where Angie works. But she just loves you, and she did tell me to let the church family know. And I want to tell you something else I know, that Brother Dave knows, and that is, man, her faith is strong. She is in good spirits. And just I knew, though, how much you love her as well, and you would definitely want to reinforce your prayers. Reinforce your prayers for Shelley. And Sarah says that maybe, you know, hopefully maybe this week they're going to wean her away from some of the apparatus with which she's been attached, you know. So continue to reinforce those prayers for Shelley. And then also Brother Glenn McClure, lo and behold, he's had foot surgery. And he told me, he said, Greg, he said, I'm going to tell you something right now. He said, that foot is pain-free right now, and he says, now I'm cautious, you know, I'm going to be cautiously optimistic about this, you know, how it is, the aftermath. A lot of pain can set in. But he said, you know, Greg, he says, as well as this is going, he said, I probably in this spring, late spring, early summer, he said, I think I'm going to get the other one done. Brian Stewart always did say Glenn was the strongest man alive. But he could sure use our prayers right now. So continue to keep in your prayers. Send him some cards if you want to give him a visit. I'm sure he would love that. Now, any other parish notices to come before us before we begin our worship service? Any other parish notices to come before us?
We will be having our after-school program this Wednesday, so we'll meet here after school until 4:30.
Thank you, Laura. Any other parish notices? Do I see Mary Ann? Really looking forward to that. In fact, tell you what, Marianne, I had the wife here. She's very talented with the computer. I am not. And we even got help from the conference. So we got you a brand new installation program, and Laura's got some ideas to implement that I'm real excited about. So this is just really going to be a thrill next week. And also, don't forget your Pregnancy Life Center. Don't forget the insert here. And that also, Vicki, that's next week, isn't it? That is next week. So do not forget that and pray for that as well. Any other parish notices to come before us? I look at the families here. Wow, this is a great day in the kingdom of God. Let us prepare our hearts for the worship of the Lord God. Let us pray. God of the ages, you know all things in heaven and upon the earth. Before we were formed in our mother's womb, you set the length of our days. Even before a word is on our lips, you already know it completely. You hem us in before and behind and lay your hand upon us. Such knowledge is too wonderful for us. It is so high we cannot attain it. Yet, even in our humanness, you love us. Even in our weakness, you call and lead us. Call us once more, O God. Call us that we might hear your voice and respond with expectation and joy. Here I am, Lord. Amen. God searches to find you and calls you by name.
Speak, O God, for your servant is listening.
God hems you in and lays the hand of blessing upon you.
Here I am, Lord, willing to serve.
Christ calls to you now, follow me.
Here I am, Lord, lead on.
Lift up your hearts, your voices, unto the Lord God in praise. The opening hymn 400, Come, Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Now take this opportunity. Welcome one another through the passing of the peace. At this time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. There was a little girl who came home, and she was just crying her little eyes out. Well, moms and dads love their little girls and their little boys, but she wanted to know why she was crying. And you know what happened to her? She thought she was going to get a big part in the upcoming play. She thought she was going to get maybe the lead role, but she didn't. She just got a small part, and she told her mama. That just broke her heart, and she was crying. Well, I got a different kind of a watch here today. This is kind of like the ones that your grandfathers and your great-grandfathers used to use. This is all mechanical. And this was kind of a different one because it's skinned away so that you could see the little gears. You see the gears in there? You see them? Come on down to the line here. Can you see those? Can you? Of course, Laura always did accuse me of wearing wall clocks for wristwatches because my eyes, I kind of like being able to just glance and see that. The girl's mama had a watch. She took it off the back of the watch. It was a mechanical, just like this. She said, you see all those little gears that you just saw, right? All the little gears? She says, you know what, honey? Every one of those gears is important. Without the tiniest gear, even the gears, even the little ones that you don't even see, without them, the watch just simply won't work. And the daughter understood what she was saying, Alice. And what she was saying is, regardless of your calling in life, regardless of the part that you're given, it's all important. We're all somebody in the eyes of God. We're all important to the Lord God Creator. Now, God did call Samuel this morning, the little boy Samuel. He called him to be a prophet. But it's just like God calls some to be farmers, some to be truck drivers, some to be doctors, some to be nurses. God calls some to be teachers. Whatever the calling is, we are all important to God. All of us. And it takes all of us for the plan of God, for his kingdom to work well. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to work well as his children. We're going to have Tyler Matthew baptized today. Dan and Kristen, I don't know what the calling of the Lord will be. He's a little small to talk to about that yet for Greg. But who knows? I won't be your pastor anymore. But, you know, I'll still be your buddy. I'll still be your friend. You'll see me at a Walmart. And when you see me, you know I'm going to want to know all about it. But the lawyer already knows the calling for Tyler. Already knows it, folks. And he's going to be placed in the best of hands today. That's right, mom and daddy. Going to place him in the hands of God, just as their mom and daddies did before them. So let's go to the Lord now in prayer. And let's place ourselves, like Samuel, let's place ourselves in the hands of God, all right? Heavenly Father, you already know your calling for each of your children here in the circle. And they're going to listen for your voice, that still small voice that's going to speak to them in their hearts one day. In fact, already you're preparing them for the future in ways that they don't even understand yet. But you are. You're with us. So anoint your children, Lord God, for your purposes and for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we humbly pray. Amen. God bless you, children. Well, there is a job right now waiting for one of them. That's going to be Katie today. The rest of you, I'm going to have Brother Dave come forward. That's right. I almost forgot your treat, see. Greg's getting, he's getting forgetful. Yeah, maybe we should fill those up. Here you go. Here you go, Brother Dave. You fill those up. Kind of like to see that, don't you? And we're filling it up. That's right. And I want to thank all those who contribute. These are not mine. These are contributions from you. So thank you for the sake of our children. And they're going to share one of these. We got visitors with us today. Of course, some of my visitors, I got. Here, you go ahead and take your two, buddy. I got. See if I can get this out. What's Dad's first name? Your daddy's first
Mike.
Name? Mike. Mike. Mike remembered our children's sermon before. So you know what he did for me, Tim? He brought me one. That's for Greg. Thanks, Mike. All right. Well, we're doing good. The rest of you may return to your pews. Thank you, Brother Dave. And Katie is going to carry the microphone for our visitors today. Boy, oh boy. And again, thanks to those who worked so hard to get the visitors cards out there. I want to just say a word about that. You could help, sis. I want to say a word about that. If you're a visitor today and if you wish to fill out a visitor's card, some are in the pews, on the regular pews, but the ushers have prepared them in the columns back here. You'll look to the columns and you'll see them. Just fill that out for a moment, and when the offering takes place here later in the service, drop the visitor's card in there, and the ushers collect those, and they get those back to me, and we make sure that we get a phone call out to you so that you get better acquainted. Well, you see this wonderful team here ready to go to work to serve you. Joys and concerns. If you have a joy, it could be, for instance, a birthday announcement, a wedding anniversary. It could be perhaps a testimony of how the Lord is giving you strength in the journey. You want to lift up that good news, that witness. Raise your hand for the joy. Perhaps it's a concern. We've had many that we've lifted up today already who are sick. And we want you to remember them, so you may have somebody that you love. You want to lift them up as a concern. Concerns, joys, concerns. Keep your hands up high so this wonderful team can bring you the microphone. I'd almost invent something to say just to have them come to see me. Aren't they precious? We have a sharing back here. Yes, Nikki?
I just want to thank everybody for the prayers for Eric Hammond.
Indeed, Nikki. God bless you. God bless you. Prayers will continue with you.
I have a friend, Patty Boley, just found out she has breast cancer. And she said, I want people to know, so the more prayers I get, she thinks it'll be better.
Amen, Gloria. Amen. Yes, well, Bob Wartenberger always speaks of the prayer warriors here. Yes, we alert the prayer warriors to that need. Any other needs or joys? Joys or concerns? Yes, Delta, I'll take this one. All right, buddy. Is she doing well down there, Mother?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So continue to remember Cora. Others to be lifted up? Any others? Got a wonderful team here, and I got the hand right over here. Yes, yes, sir, Brother Dave.
Yeah, that was kind of bad news we got on Sis, as Greg said, and everything. And she's real, like Greg said, she's a real good spirit. She knows where she's going when that time comes. And I got a concern about Gina. She, I told you, 2 weeks ago that her heart rate was way high, and now it's fluctuating. It's going from 40 at times up to 160. And she got a call this week from Cleveland, so they're setting it up with some blood tests she's got to do for the next week to 2 weeks, and then they're going to go from there and see how her blood is holding. But it's got to hold steady between 2 and 3 for a period of 3 weeks. So just keep her in your prayers. But after all this bad news, I got some good news. RJ turned 21 yesterday.
Well, let's raise the cheer for RJ. Thank you, Dave. Thank you. But certainly, that's a serious situation for Gina and Fritzy. Thank you, Brother Dave. Any other sharings? Can we show an appreciation for this wonderful team? I tell you, y'all just did great. Give me 5 cents. You thought I was going to ask for one of those suckers, didn't you? Well, I'm not above that. Yeah, he knows. Let us turn to the Lord now in silent prayer. recalling the lesson, Lord God, of 1 Samuel this morning, your word. We're reminded that the call of God touches our minds with knowledge and purpose. The call of God touches our hearts with love and joy. The call of God touches our bodies with spirit and truth. The call of God touches every fiber of our being and seeks our response. As with Samuel, we want to say, "Here I am, for you have called us, Lord. Help us to serve you. Deepen our faith." As now we pray from our hearts the prayer that the Savior, Jesus, invites us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite us to stand together for this beautiful hymn to prepare our hearts for the word this morning. 328, this is a beautiful chorus. It's true. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. We're going to sing this through twice together. You may be seated. Well, I'll tell you, Dan, Kristen, families, my goodness, I did not select this text. This is one of the suggested lectionary readings of this cycle, of this series, used in Christendom. Churches all over the world use this cycle. And I was trained by that discipline many, many, many years ago. I did not choose this text, but boy, this text sure chose me, Dan. Kristen, this is amazing timing for your son, because this is a son. This is the son known as Samuel. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord. He's just a little boy. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. And then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli, and he said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went, and he lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up, he went to Eli, and he said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time. And he got up, and he went to Eli, and he said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. And therefore Eli said to Samuel, go lie down. And if he calls you, you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. And as Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keith, and thank you, Linda. Thank you, choir. That is such a beautiful, beautiful anthem. Beautiful. Thank you. The lamp of God had not yet gone out. Now, when you search your commentaries, you're going to see that there's something of a twofold message there in the witness of the Lord God. In the witness of the text, on the one hand, the lamp of God can certainly refer to the late hour. Eli is already lying down and ready for sleep. The little boy, Samuel, a boy, Dan and Kristen, boy. A boy is now sleeping by the name of Samuel, lying there in the temple of the Lord. So the lamp of God had not yet gone out. Yes, could be referring to the late hour. However, if you remember the story of Eli, Eli's two boys, Warren, oh my gosh, oh my, the Bible, even the Bible says they were scoundrels. They were abusing the very sacrifice. Read what they did with the sacrifices, Gail. They used them for themselves and abused even the sacrifices of the people of Israel, the children of Israel. They were scoundrels. And so the lamp of God had not yet gone out. Commentaries suggest it could be referring to that in the spite of this apostasy, of this abuse of the relationship with God, that still there is a light, right? We're going to have this candle ceremony, right? The light of God shall never go out. The prologue of John, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. And what he has brought to us is life. And that life is the light of all people. And the light shines in the darkness, and what? No darkness shall ever overcome it. The lamp of God had not gone out. And little Samuel, young boy, lying there in the temple of the Lord where the Ark of the Covenant was. And then the Lord called, Samuel, Samuel. Now this is not the way that I, you know, my journey. I said I'd be a hypocrite to you if I've suggested that I've heard God's voice audibly. As I gave the witness last week, my brother Glenn Galt, there in Vietnam, went through the tunnel. He was dying. He heard the voice of the Father. He heard the audible voice of the Heavenly Father. I have not, and I dare say most of us have not. Most of us are we listen through prayer, and the still small voice comes to us, right, Brother Warren? The still small voice. But this is an audible voice. This is the Lord God. This is a special time in the history of Israel. And the Lord comes and speaks, Samuel, Samuel. And he says, here I am. And the little boy gets up and he runs to Eli. And he says, here I am, for you called me. But he said, I did not call you. Go lie down. So he went back and he lay down. And the Lord spoke to him again. Samuel. And he gets up and he goes to Eli the second time. Here I am, for you called me. But he said, I did not call you, my son. Go lie down again. Now, the word says that Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. He's going to be a prophet, a mighty prophet. But it had not yet been revealed to him. So the Lord comes and calls him a third time, Samuel. And the little boy goes to Eli for the third time. Here I am, for you called me. Now it is then that Eli perceives that it is the Lord God who was calling the child. And he then tells him, go back, and if he speaks to you again, you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And so sure enough, Samuel went back to his place. He lay down. And it is written, this is powerful. It is written, then the Lord stood there. The Lord God stood there and called as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, speak. Your servant is listening. It is written that as Samuel grew up, this is wonderful, Dan and Kristen. I did not choose the text. The text chose us. As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. Dan, Kristen, you believe, don't you? The Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. There's a story behind the remarkable presence of the Lord who stood there, Roger. It's a story of a mother's love. Her name was Hannah. She was married to Elkanah, one of two wives. She had not been able to bear children, and her heart was broken, and she was weeping in the house of the Lord, in the temple of the Lord God. Eli could see her. She didn't speak audibly. Again, not audibly, but he could see her lips moving. And at first, because she was just so emotional, he actually thought that Hannah was drunk. You know, they thought the disciples on the day of Pentecost were drunk, Brother Dave. It was the Spirit, Spirit. The Spirit was with her. And she's just bringing it all to the temple of the Lord. She's just putting all her hurt out there. She's barren. And in her barrenness, there's a brokenness. She cries out to the Lord God. She says, if you will grant me the blessing that I might bear a child, Lord God, I will dedicate him. You hear that? You hear that, Kristen? I will dedicate him to you, and I will raise him to be your servant. The mother's love you have known, certainly, Kristen. The mother's love you have known, certainly, Dan. The church may not be quite aware that this is exactly the anniversary date of your wedding. And Mike, all the family, we got to have fun there. And that's where I got my first gift from Mike, by the way. He had been here to see one of the children's sermons, and he just blessed me. I fell in love with your mommy and daddy just right off, you know. And then, of course, there at the wedding was a very proud mother to Dan, Susie. Had surprises, had some music lined up, right, Roger? Had some music, and Fritzy, you be sure to tell Fritzy, will you? Will you, Dave? Tell Sis. Tell Sis how special it was for Susie that she had Brian's CD playing Wings of a Dove. Wings of a Dove. Well, this was 1 year ago, and of course, this is a joyous celebration. This is a sacrament. Again, Tim, this is the sacrament. Sacrament. This is holy, and a holy hour, and a holy place. We should all remove our shoes, to be honest with you, because we walk upon holy ground. And we are encompassed about by the angels and the saints, because with this celebration, there is obviously some poignancy. When your mama died, a hole has been torn into our hearts, and it continues. It continues. Jesus wept at the grave of Lazarus because he was human like us. But of course, he went on to conquer death, didn't he? And your mama knew that. There's a poem I'm saving now for Easter. There's a poem. I was maybe going to do it today, but Roger, with your blessings, it's going to be an Easter message come Easter morning, and you're going to hear another wondrous, I'd call it a miracle, Roger. I would. And the greatest miracle of all is life, the light. The light, the lamp of God shall never go out, and those who have that light in them, it shall never go out, and that's your mama. That's your mama. She received the light of Christ. And we have on this altar today, of course, we have the baptismal candle with which you are familiar, a tradition here. But we also have this very blessed candle. It has made a return to the altar of the Lord God, because upon this altar is now returned the light, the very candle that was your mama's, that was Susie's, here for the All Saints observance. We will light the from the candle of the Lord God, the altar. That light shall then go through your mama's candle and through you, just as your mother, Kristen, shares her love and her support. One to raise you, right, mother? Raise your daughter in the Lord, in the faith of the Lord. And now look at how the chain is unbroken and the light continues to raise Tyler, Matthew, in the Lord. Now, right before I invite you up, I just have one more short story. This past week, because this has been a roller coaster. Tawna, this has been a roller coaster of emotions. You know how much I love Fritzy. And it's been a roller coaster of emotions. And so I had just gotten that word. And then I started talking to Laura. I started reminiscing. I'm doing a lot of that, by the way, right now. And it's good. Nothing. It's good. It's all good. I'm thanking God. It's the chronicles of my life that came to full fruition here. Full flower. Full blossom. And I'm remembering you. And I'm remembering your acts of kindness and your acts of faith. And I started talking about Larry Taylor and Nancy Taylor. Now, there was a time when Nancy Taylor was the leader of the youth group here, Gene. Gene, as I said, I'm doing more and more remembering and thanksgiving. I have right here, placed in the book of God, Christmas Night Live 2014, your production that you led with your wonderful team, your wonderful youth. I treasure these memories. I hold them dearly in my heart. Witnesses of faith. And I remember Nancy Taylor was once the leader of the youth. And I can recall that she had a favorite author. And back then I used the story. And I know that Kristen and Dan, Kristen's never heard the story, but one of the favorite authors of Nancy Taylor was Charlie Shedd, and I was just talking to Laura about this, and that very night, I'm not making this up, Laura's my witness, that night, Laura sees on the Facebook, Larry Taylor's brother died. You get an appreciation. I haven't heard an audible voice of God, but I do listen with a still small voice. I listen. It's spirit listening. It's active waiting upon the Lord. Active waiting. I listen and I wait upon the Lord. And the Lord speaks and the Lord guides. And that very day, I learned of Larry's brother's passing. And my heart was touched. But this favorite author of Nancy Taylor was Charlie Shedd. And so before I bring you up here, Dan, Kristen, before I bring you up with Tyler Matthew, Charlie Shedd had witnesses with his children. He wanted them, like Samuel, to be brought up in the faith of the Lord God and the service of the Lord God. One of his books that Nancy especially loved was called Promises to Peter. Peter was his little infant son, just as Tyler is an infant. He was an infant, and he's had these conversations, these witnesses, if you will, Christian witnesses. And in one particular witness, he has him out of the crib now. He's holding the little baby in his arms, and he says to him, as many of us parents have said, "Son, I hope that I will be able to make religion natural to you, because it is natural." In fact, Charlie says, "I believe it is the only thing that is 100% natural, the relationship with your Creator, the link to your source." Now he says, "We're going to pray together, you and I, until you're old enough to rest your own arms upon the windowsill of heaven and look into the face of God through prayer. But before I put you back in your crib, let me tell you something that your brother Philip once said. We'd been out in the country for a ride. It was evening and we ran out of gas. Well, we're now walking down an old country road after we'd been to a farmhouse for some help. I'm carrying a can of gas now." He said Philip was only 4 years old, and Philip was playing along, throwing rocks at the telephone poles, picking flowers. And then all of a sudden, it got dark. Sometimes night comes all at once in the country. Philip drew near to me and put his little hand in my hand, and he said, "Take my hand, Daddy. I might get lost. My child, I want you to know there is a hand reaching to you from the heart of the universe. And if you will place your hand in the hand of God and walk with Him, you will never be lost." Amen, amen, amen. Dan, Kristen, I invite you to come forward, and the loved ones that you want to have support you. Bring a hymn book with you. handkerchief. Do you see me? John always gets a tick. John and Bob get a tick out of watching old Greg. I'm always losing my handkerchief. By the way, Ann and Jerry, I've warmed up since I talked with you this morning. We're going to have you come forward. And I got Brother Dave Bowen here. You know, we were talking. You remember Coach Taylor, don't you, Coach? Yes, indeed, you do. Yes, indeed. Well, we're going to have Coach Bowen up here with us today. And we're going to invite you at this time. Please turn to page 39 in your hymn book. And I think Laura's got. Do you have most of this up? Oh, well, all right, very well. We'll turn to page 39, and then we will begin with the introduction, of course, to the service. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit, and all of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Brother Dave.
I present Tyler for baptism.
Thank you, brother. And we will continue. Kristen and Dan, I'll ask these historic questions along with you. Kristen, Dan, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and the power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? And will you now nurture Tyler Matthew in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess that faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? And now, congregation, as I said, this is a chance for us, you know, rededication for us. Let me ask you, do you as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Tyler Matthew now before you into your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround Tyler with a community of love and forgiveness that he may grow in his service to others. We will pray for him that he may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life. Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and the New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. I'm just going to slip through here, Kristen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. And after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in his baptism of death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit. Bless this gift of water and Tyler Matthew, who receives it, to wash away his sin, to clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, Tyler Matthew shall share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Now, Mom and Dad, I'll just have you keep him nice and secure. Just lean him back. We got plenty of towels here. All righty, and I have warmed this for this child. All right. Tyler Matthew, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I'm going to have Brother Dave join me as a representative of the body of Christ here. We're going to place hands upon Tyler and also Mom and Dad. Here we go. And now, Tyler Matthew, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, something very, very special, as we had shared earlier. From the altar of the Lord, this lamp certainly has not gone out either. And we borrow the light, we receive the light of God, and that light shall never be extinguished. And here we go. And for the sake of our visitors today, because I know that, Brother Dave, can you hold that just for a second for me? We know, in fact, that we have a lot of visitors today, and it's an opportunity to witness. Thank you, Brother Dave. This baptismal candle, each year, now we talked about your anniversary, right? Likewise, there's another anniversary now, eternal. This, every year upon the anniversary of Tyler Matthew's baptism, and if you want to take home a copy of the bulletin, don't have to. The most important thing is you witness to your child. You raise him up in the faith. You raise him up as a servant, as Samuel. You raise him up as a servant of the Lord God, and this is for you both. Now, we're going to stand together. This is a joyous time. It's our joy to welcome our new brother in Christ. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as a member of the family of Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend Tyler Matthew to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, and perfect him in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And now, Tyler Matthew, the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Amen. And let us rejoice. And you can extinguish that now, Dan. You can extinguish. Now, following the close of the service, I'm going to get Kristen and Dan and their families. We're going to make a big line out here so we can continue the party, continue the celebration at the close of the service so you can greet our new brother of the house of faith. You may return to your pews. Thank you, Brother Dave. And we, along with Samuel, along with Tyler Matthew, we shall serve the Lord through the morning offering as the ushers assist us in that offering. Let us pray together. God of seeing and knowing, thank you for seeing so many possibilities within us. Use our gifts and offerings to transform possibilities into realities, that others may come and see your grace. Speak through us and through these gifts, that others may hear and respond as you call them by name. Amen. Closing hymn, Dan, Kristen, families, Roger. Yeah, you know. Closing hymn 77, How Great Thou Art. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us all now and forever. Amen.